Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
live from the bold and beautiful city of Jackson,
Hill, Florida. The Breakthrough Broadcast will always give God the glory and the honor and the praise. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on this blessed day. Today we are excited about what God is about to do. You know, we're always excited about the Word of God. So because the Word of God will bring life unto us, it will bring illumination through the Word. It will cause healing to be manifested. You, there may be someone out there today that needs a healing from the Most High God. I want you to know today that God is a healer and He is a deliverer. We want you to know today that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. Our topic today that we're going to be discussing, so you can get it in your innermost positive spirit, and that is overcoming faith. What about that? That overcoming faith. And the Word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So get ready so that you can be able to hear from God. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Before we go before the throne of grace, I'd like to just take this opportunity to introduce to you the panel of great breakthrough broadcasts. They are Miss Helen Hooper, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, and Pastor Francina Shanks. And we want you to know today that these are women of God that God has called to be able to write and advise the Word of truth. Let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. God, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great and for the mighty things, God, that you have done. Lord, we thank you for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're about to do today. Lord, we proclaim, God, that you are our shield. God, we proclaim today, God, that you are our high tower and you are our deliverer. And Father, even as we stand on the Word, God, because we stand firm on your Word today, because your Word say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of thy Word will fail. So, Lord, here we're standing, we're believing your Word. We thank you, God, for the Breakthrough Broadcast. We thank God for every listener that's on the air. God, whether they are coming, God, from Chicago, whether they're coming from Texas, God, whatever city, God, that they are in, we pray, God, even now that they'll be touched. Yes, those in Jacksonville, Florida, those that are in Tampa, in Ohio, those that are in Virginia, wherever you may be under the sound of my voice. I may not have called the city or the state that you're in, but just know that the prayer is coming to you right now. And just know that the Word of God says, we ask whatever you have need of right now. But I am praying in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your Word say, ask and it shall be given. You said, God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thy moved, God. You said it shall be moved. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for the time, God, that you have given us with your people on today. And, Lord, even as we go before your people, God, we come, Father, before you in Jesus' name. And this we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we're getting ready to let you know some of the details, some things that we're going to be talking about today. Yes, I told you that the topic is overcoming faith, and it is going to be coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, first through that 40th verse. I know it may be a long scripture, but it's a great scripture. It's great reading that you get a chance to build your faith as you begin to go through God's Word. And even after this broadcast, we want you to take that opportunity to go through verse by verse that you, too, again, that God can be able to bless you and that God can empower you through his word. That's not topic. The first subtopic that we're going to be talking about today is faith. Believer believes great things. Let me say that again. Faith believes great things. And that second subtopic is faith accomplishes great things. And our last topic for today is faith endures great things. So we're getting ready to go to our first speaker today, and it's always an honor to have her and to hear her voice here, as always, on our broadcast. We thank God for Miss Helen Hooper. She's going to come from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, 1st through the 8th verse. Miss Helen Hooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and I welcome our listeners today and our Breakthrough broadcast family. And as Dr. McCoy said, I'll be coming from Hebrews chapter 11, the 1st through the 8th verse, which reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying his gift, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned and the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith." And verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went." And in the chapter, starting here in chapter 11, in Hebrews chapter 11, we see how we just understanding faith and what faith is. And as we go through the scriptures, from 1 all the way through 8, it gives an example of faith in the Bible, of faithful people in the Bible. Like for verse 1, it says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen," meaning we should always believe when we pray. When we go before the throne of God, us being men and women of God, God's people, we should always have assurance that he is going to answer our prayers, even though it does not look like it. And we can't see it. We can't touch it. It's not tangible. It's not there. There is no evidence that it's even going to happen. But we should have faith enough to know. We should have assurance. We should have that assurance, that confirmation, and, if you will, that title deed to know that we can go before his throne and he is going to answer our prayers. When we get in a tight spot, when we need him to come, not financially, in our health, I mean, for our family, for our children, anything under the sun that we need from God, we should have assurance when we pray that he is going to move for us. He is going to move on his throne for us. And that's what it is. Faith is having the assurance. It's having the confirmation of things. That the proof is not there right now, but you know him being your God, him being all things to you, that he is going to move on his throne. And the second verse is said, by faith, it's trust. That's all it is. It's trusting in God. It's putting your full trust in God that he is going to do exactly what his word says he's going to do. Like it says in verse 2, "For it by the elders obtain a good report." They mean they had a good testimony. I mean, it was a divine testimony to them. They obtained a good report. It's because through faith, all things work, and it says in his word, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So when you go before the throne of God, when you go to him for things, that you need to have the assurance, you need to have the faith to know, because if you go to him without having faith, he is not going to move. He's going to sit there and he's going to say, okay, since you don't believe that I can do it, I'm going to let you handle it. I'm going to let you do it. And we don't want God to do that. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to believe and have that assurance. Like I said, that title deed to know that it is going to get done. I put all my trust in him with that relationship that I have for God. When I go before the throne of God, I have to be sure in my heart that he is going to do it. I know he is going to do it. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how big it is. I am just crazy enough to believe with crazy faith that he's going to do it. I don't care what it is. It can be something impossible. I asked God for something on this week, and when he did it for me, I just had to sit there and praise him because it was supernatural, the thing that he did. I mean, very supernatural. I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it to appear where it appeared. I asked God to do a thing for me, and I know that came straight from the throne of heaven because he did it. And when I saw it, I had to write on the envelope my assurance of faith, and that's what I put on my desk. It was my assurance of faith. I went before him believing that he was going to do this thing for me, and it was supernatural. It was out of this world. I asked him to do something in the heavens, and he did it, and he showed it to me. That's why I know God is real, and if you go before him with faith, with assurance, with that trusting that he's going to do it, he's going to get it done for you. He's going to get it. He's always going to get it done. It says in verse 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we have to go to him with the impossible, we have to know that he's gonna come back. Everything is gonna come back satisfactory. His word cannot fall to the ground. So if you know his word, if you pray his word, and you're in his word, and you know his word, and you give his word back to him, it cannot come back to him void. It will not fall to the ground. So when you pray, have assurance. Get in the word of God, understand the word of God, know the word of God, so when you go to him, you can expect him to move on his throne. When you give him back his word, he cannot lie. So that's why you need to have faith. You need to get in your word. You need to study. You need to know. Even when we're fighting the adversary, when we're fighting the enemy, you cannot fight him without God's word. So you have to get in God's word and know that he is going to fight and defend for you. He is going to dispatch the angels for you. He is going to send an answer to you. That is what the word is for. So this chapter that we're starting in Hebrews 11, we're starting off with understanding faith. We're starting off with knowing what faith is. In verse 7, it says, Noah, being forewarned of God, it said he got in a hurry, in other words, in verse 7. He prompted by faith. Noah got in a hurry, not even seeing what the world was thinking of him, not even caring what people were talking about him, that he may have been a crazy man. He's building a boat for what? And being forewarned of God, it said he got in a hurry. He had faith enough to know that whatever God said, he was going to do. So his faith was in God. God told him to do it. He built a boat, and he saved his family. But people were looking at him. He wasn't concerned about what people were saying. That's what it's saying in verse 7. He built a whole ark to save his family because God told him to do that. And then he did it. He was a righteous man. He did it. He listened to God. He wasn't murmuring and complaining like, God, oh, I don't know if you can get this done. What are you telling me to do? Verse 7 tells you he got into a hurry. He got in a hurry, and he did what God would have him to do. He did the plan of God and the will of God, and he saved his whole family. Even in verse 8, it says when Abraham, when he was called, he obeyed, and he went forth to the place which was designated for him to receive his inheritance. He was urged. He didn't know where he was going. He was listening to God. By faith, he stepped out on faith, and he started to move in the direction that God would have him to move in. So we see here we are learning about what faith is, understanding faith. Have that faith in God. Have that assurance in God that he will move and do anything that you ask him to do. Pray. And when you pray, pray sincerely from your heart and know that he's going to do it. Because like we said in the scriptures here, God, you cannot please him without faith. So when you go before the throne of God, when you go to him with anything, when you release it to him and he hears it on his throne, from your lips to his throne, you have to have faith that he is going to move on your behalf. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. His word says it right here. So today, listening audience, I want you to know you have to have faith and assurance in God to know that he's going to get a work done for you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Faith is what moved God. Overcoming faith, to believe God for what seems to be impossible. And it's so much that we want to say today in this broadcast. broadcast, but we know that we have these women of God that have a word from God, and we will just yield. We're just going to yield a little bit so that everyone can get the word of God, what God has given to them, so that they can also be able to tell you what God is saying to you on today. We're getting ready to go to our next speaker, and that will be Pastor Geraldine Spencer. And she's going to take that 9th through the 16th verse of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we just thank God for the woman of God, and she, Pastor Geraldine Spencer.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, to the Breakthrough Broadcast and to the panelists. I'm going to be doing the second part of Faith Believes Great Things, Hebrews 11th chapter, verses 9 through 16. And I'll be reading it from the King James Version. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 12, therefore, hallelujah, sprang there even one of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, and multitude as the sand which is by the sea shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embrace them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. There that is an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Thank you, Lord. And here we see that with faith, and I know in the word of God it says in Romans 12:3, God has dealt to each every man the measure of faith. So we all have the measure of faith, and how we increase our faith is that we, by fasting, by praying, by seeking God, by reading his word, and most of all, the highest form of worship is obedience, and being obedient to what God is saying to you, what God is telling to you and telling you to do. Here he's given the examples here in the New Testament of the old ones of great faith. Those are the great heroes of the Bible, of great faith, that when God spoke it, they didn't sit there and try to figure out how God was going to do it, when God was going to do it, but they knew that when God spoke it, they knew the timing, they knew that they had to move, they knew that they could not look at their circumstances and their situations. They had to, in other words, pick up and do what God had said, because he showed them throughout time, and he showed from the beginning to the end that he is a God of promise, that he will do and he will fulfill. He's faithful, that what he said, that he will accomplish, that he will do. And only thing he wants us to do, in other words, is be obedient. That's the highest form of worship we can give to God, is obedience. And here we see that what took place, even with Sarah being in a place in a past the age of conception, and here, you know, but she believed God. She first laughed, but she believed God and grabbed a hold of his word and stood on it, and it came to pass. It came to pass. And sometimes, you know, God can speak something to us, and we can get a little weary because we don't see nothing taking place, and, you know, we get caught up in looking, going to somebody else and asking, you know, to speak to God, or did God give you anything about this situation? But God spoke that word to you, and your faith, in other words, God wants to produce the faith level for it to increase, for you to stand on that word, for you to stand on his promise, what he said to you, and what he took you in his word and showed you. Here he's given examples, hallelujah, in his word, what he did for those that had the great faith, those that had faith the size of a mustard seed, that without wavering, without doubt, I know my God said, and I know it's going to come to pass. I know it's going to take place, because he's a God that he should not lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. So, you know, we hear, and God is speaking to us today. He's telling us to come on up in our faith. Come on up in my faith. Come on up in the faith of him. Come on up and trust in him. Realize and get confident when God speaks to you, when God gives you a promise, knowing that it's going to come to pass, knowing that you cannot take your eyes off of it. You have to continue to be obedient. Be obedient. Continue to seek him and to worship him, to do what is needed to be done. And here we see in the word also that there was some, too, that did see the promised land, and but they didn't go into it. They didn't get a chance to go into it because of their faith, because they didn't, in other words, believe. They didn't believe. And a lot of times when God shows us and give us a promise and he says to us what we're going to get or what's going to take place, a lot of times, before we get to that promise, there are parts in us that have to die. There are parts in us that we have to let go of, and keeping our eyes on him and what he's saying, you know, and showing that, because that promise is going to stand. God's word is going to stand. Earth, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will stand. It's going to stand. So the promises of God, they're going to stand. Now, whether we be obedient to do and to let go of the thing that is not of God, that's left up to us. But God's word is going to stand. And, you know, one thing God was showing me, and he told me, he said, you know, he said a dream never dies. He said only the dreamer. And the dream is passed on to someone that will persevere and overtake it, that will do it. So God is just letting us know here, okay, yes, okay, I've given to each one the measure of faith. I'm speaking to you. I'm saying to you in that midnight hour, that's me talking to you, letting you know which way I want you to go, what I want you to do. And if you have to be obedient, be obedient, because he's showing in his word example of the ones that had great faith and how, in other words, he went on into the promised land. They went on into eternal life. They went on into, and they inherit the great reward, which is of Christ, the eternal life. And so we just have to keep our mind focused and be obedient to what God is calling us to do and what he's telling us to do. And remember, amen, if he did it for them, why not? He will not do it for you. He will. He is a God. He is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. So what he said, he's going to do, and he's going to fulfill it. Whether we allow him to do it with us, that's an individual walk. But God, his promise will stand, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Spencer. Yes, we are still talking about overcoming faith. And I don't know about you today, but we need that overcoming faith to stand. I believe that the word of God, the definition of faith, has already been given. I believe that the word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So let us know here, the people of old, those that was before our time in the word of God, they went through some critical times. They went through some difficult times. They had to prevail in their walk with God. They had to walk in victory no matter what they see, no matter how circumstances dictated to them. They had to have that overcoming faith. And we can't do anything without God. We can't overcome. We can't be great overcomers unless we got God in our life. We can't do the things
things that God has called us to do, except we have him abiding deep down in our soul. But the word of God says now, he said in the word of God, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And I believe that there are many conquerors out there today. I believe that there is many overcomers today. But they are overcomers because of the fight that faith in God, to believe God in the things that they are going through. And yes, as a believer, we are going to go through circumstances, conflict in our life, but you have to know that you have the victory. I believe that this is a God-sent message to encourage the people, to let you know that God will help you in every circumstance of your life. So let you know that you can overcome whatever you may be going through, no matter how the devil, the enemy, try to speak to your heart and mind. No matter how the enemy try to stretch you out, you can and you are a overcomer. I believe that you got to know who you are. You got to know that Christ abiding deep down inside of you. So no matter what, your dependency is not on man, but it is in God. Yes, we're talking about overcoming faith. No matter what obstacle, no matter what is put before you, you have to know that God, he said that I will never leave you, and he said that I will never forsake you. So we talked about faith believes great things. Faith believes great things. And we can just go into that and we can just talk about that even more, but we got to move to our next topic. And that next topic is faith accomplish great things. And the scripture text is taken from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, of the 17th to the 34th verse. First, we're going to have Pastor Gloria Sampson coming, and she's going to talk to us and speak to us today, and she's going to take that first part of it, and following will be Pastor Francina Shapes coming and blessing us. So let's welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Pastor Gloria Sampson.
This is Pastor Sampson, and greetings to our listeners out there in Radio Land. And we just thank and honor God today for the opportunity. Concerning faith, amen, talking about faith accomplishing great things, I want to read Hebrews 11, 17 through 22. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac believed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. And you know, praise God, talking about faith accomplishing great things, we got to believe those things, or speak those things, and be not as though they were. And so here we find that they were speaking, praise God, concerning the promise that God had made them. And knowing that, as I heard somebody say earlier, standing in the confidence of knowing that God cannot lie, praise God. And because he cannot lie, even though I don't see it, it may not look good, but I'm still believing that it's going to take place. And this is going to happen because I'm believing that God said, I will bless your generation, I will bless your generation. God The blessings of God will go from generation to generation. And so for this reason, praise God, when we're looking at this concerning how that even, praise God, Joseph, amen, blessed his sons, amen. And we find that, praise God, Jacob, rather, blessed his sons, amen. And so when we looked at this, when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking about the things that they accomplished, amen, because even as now, we are still, praise God, living on the things that their faith accomplished. And I believe today that, you know, if we live by the word of God and do the things that are pleasing unto God, even from generation to generation in our own families, because we lived and we did things to please God, I believe the blessings of God will still flow from one, praise God, generation to another. And so, praise God, looking at this, we thank and honor God, praise God, because this word is such a blessing and it's such a, praise God, an encouragement to us that whereas, praise God, I don't know about you, but when I look at it, I see myself, praise God, in under this new covenant and the blessings that God has promised to bless us with. And not only that, but praise God, but I'm believing God that he's not only going to bless me, but he's going to bless my seed, amen. And I just honor the Lord, praise God, because we got to have the confidence to believe, praise God, hallelujah, that God's word cannot fail. And God, what God has spoken is going to come to pass. And so also, praise God, looking at this, he said God had promised Isaac as the one through whom he would fulfill his promises, praise God, and further believe that God would raise Isaac up from the dead, even if need be. And so, praise God, Abraham believed that this is a man that had a son in his old age, in his old age. And here, praise God, now God is saying to him, praise God, after you promised me that he's going to be the father of many, praise God, hallelujah, now you're going to tell me to take him up and offer him up as a sacrifice. And so, but he said, because you spoke this thing, I'm going to take Isaac just like you said, but I'm going in faith believing that, God, you already got the way of a way of an escape, praise God, for my son Isaac. And, you know, many times, praise God, we speak over these things. We speak over our lives, praise God. We speak over our children because here Isaac, amen, praise God, hallelujah, didn't even understand the fullness of what was happening. But Abraham knew that I got to obey God. I got to obey him. And so he had the confidence to believe that if he do this, he's able to raise him up. If you allow me, if you gave him to me, then you allow me to offer him as a sacrifice, then, God, I'm going to believe that if, praise God, this happens, you're going to raise my son up again. You're talking about looking beyond faith, in faith and faith, praise God, hallelujah, that not only, praise God, he was believing God to make a way of an escape for his son, praise God, but then he said, if you allow this to be done, then you still going to raise my son back up. You still going to give him back, amen. So, praise God, what his faith accomplished with him was to see his son be spared, amen, and had to be so because God had already promised that he was going to be, praise God, hallelujah, he was going to fulfill the promise that he had spoke of, amen. And so he lets us know, praise God, hallelujah, that in the sacrifice, amen, Abraham responded to God's command. And that's what we have to do. We might not be able to see what the future holds, but we know that if we trust in God, amen, it's already done. It's already done. I don't care how many obstacles come up. I don't care how many dust storms blow up in our face. God is already, praise God, if he's already put that thing in your heart and you believe that if he was able to do it one time, he'll do it again, amen. He will, praise God. He will not fail. Sometimes the flesh try to get up in the way and try to make you doubt. But praise God, you got to put doubt to sleep. Praise God, and let doubt know that you don't have no place in my life. So I believe God, hallelujah, that if God said it, praise God, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. And I believe that my faith, if I stand fast on what God speaks to me, is going to be accomplished. It may not come when I want it, but I know it's going to be on time because God promised it. And I think about the psalmist said, because I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God. This is my word, praise God, to the people of God today. Holly, I don't care how much discouragement is coming your way. I don't care, praise God, if you can't see, if you cannot see, praise God, your way. You cannot see. No way this is going to happen. But yet, we got to hold on to our faith. We got to believe God for his very word. And we got to believe him, praise God, that he will not fail us. Amen. Hallelujah. He might take you right to the cliff. And it seemed like, praise God, there's no escape. But let me tell you, praise God, God will make a way of an escape just for you. Praise God. So I'm thankful today that, praise God, if we can just accomplish the fact of stand in faith and believe God and trust him, praise God, in spite of everything, I know, praise God, I have the victory already. Hallelujah. And it's already done. So I thank and praise God today for, praise God, faith accomplishes great things. Praise God. And standing in his word, amen. We thank God once again for each and every one of you out there, to Dr. McCoy and to all the panel. We give God praise and honor for you as well. In Jesus' name, you're back to Dr. McCoy.
Amen. I just so enjoy the word of God today. Even as I hear the anointing coming from the women of God, I just thank God, and even as you can hear, honey, from the airwaves, just encouraging our heart, just letting us know that whatever it is that you're going through, it's already done. If God said it, all you got to do is believe it. All you got to do is stand on the word of God, as the woman of God has told us today. She always said that, also said, even in her speaking, that he will not fail you, no matter what you're going through. It may be you, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I need you to know, we need you to know that God will not fail you. David said, I've been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You have to know that you have the victory, and that victory is in Christ Jesus. You got to know that you are more than a conqueror. And I thank God that we can accomplish anything, no matter how great the thing may seem and how big the problem may be, but you have to just stand on the word of God, because your faith will accomplish great things. So we just thank God for the word. We've been talking about faith. Believe great thing, and that came from Miss Helen Hooper and Evangelist Pastor Geraldine Spencer. And then we talked about faith accomplished great things. You want to say great things with me on today. And here we've heard from Pastor Gladys Sampson. She went through the Word of God from Hebrews, that 17 to that 25th. First, that she covered area there, and now we're getting ready to come in and to hear what God is saying in that same chapter, that 11th chapter of Hebrew. Pastor Francina Shane's going to come from that 26th to that 33rd verse. We would like to welcome Pastor Francina Shane to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Praise the Lord to God. God is so good. I'll be reading from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 26th through the 34th verse. The topic is faith accomplish great things. Verse 26, I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Esteeming, this is talking about Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That word recompense means pay, return. He knew what God was going to do. By faith, he forsook Egypt. That word forsook is the past tense of forsake. That means he abandoned Egypt. He left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith of subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant and fight, turn to flight the elements of the aliens. Praise God. We know that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. And our main topic when we started off in this chapter of Romans 11 is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith come by hearing, men and women of God. You already know that, so you got to hear the word of God. Look what Moses did. He already knew God had showed him about Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so the Bible say he waited for more better promises. He forsook the treasures of Egypt. He left them. Praise God. And he didn't care nothing about him. He endured. He stood. That word endured means he was willing to hold on, to keep on, to tolerate. That's how we have to do in our walk with God. We are going to go through some things just like our brothers and sisters. I call Hebrews 11 the household of the book of faith. I call it the book of faith, seeing all these men and women that went on before us, and we see how they went through, and they endured such trials. They endured such opposition from the enemy. Look what happened to them. But they went through all by faith, and they didn't have what we have. Praise God. They didn't have the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost was with them. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost on the inside like we do. But they endured, and they went through, and that's how we have to do. We have to go through. We have to stand like the pastors just spoke, Ms. Helen Hooper, Pastor Spencer, Pastor Sampson. Those women of God just told you how you have to stand on this word and believe God. Even Dr. McCoy, the woman of God, said the same thing. We have to endure, men and women of God, no matter what we go through. And look what happened. Look what happened in verse 29 with the Egyptians, which represent the enemy, Satan. You know, a lot of times the enemy come against us. It might be one, it might be many. But look what happened. They tried God. And they they saw the Red Sea had been parted, but they tried to walk on through anyway, and the scriptures say they were drowned. You know, that's how God will do our enemies, that we're faithful and we continue to believe God and do what he says. He say, bless your enemies. Bless them. Pray for them. He'll take care of them. He say, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. You know, and we have to love them. We can't hold on to unforgiveness in our heart. And so by faith, we got to believe God will take care of our enemies or our enemy, praise God. And look what happened. They drown because they try God. Sometimes the enemy will try you, but you got to stand. You got to stand. The scriptures say when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Praise God. So men and women of God, I want to encourage you out there today, like the other pastors encouraged you today and the other women of God did today. Men and women of God, stand by faith, because faith come by hearing and hearing the word. And just stand strong no matter what you're going through. Praise God. And I'd like to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor, for the blessed, for the anointed word. We thank God for Pastor Shanks, as she has given us the word of God, that both of the pastors, both of the women, the vessels of God, talk to us by the wayside, talk to us about faith accomplish great things. If we can just hold on
to the Word of God, if we can just believe God, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter how the enemy tries to dictate to us and certain things in our lives, all we need to do is to hold on to God. And then when we look at the Word of God, when we look at faith and do great things, we have to know that faith does endure great things. The Word of God tells us in that 11th chapter, there, beginning at the 35th verse, it says, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockery, a mocking and scourging, yea, moreover, a bond and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawed asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskin and in goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in desert and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. When we look at the faith of God, when we look at the faith that God has given us, we cannot have faith except we believe God and believe God's word. You know, each time when I go through the Word of God, because the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible says we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. We're talking about faith endure great things. We're talking about endurance. We talk about faith, and in faith, we can endure. We can hold out. We don't have to give in to circumstances. We can undergo anything. Why? Because we're believing God. Why? Because we're standing on the Word of God. You know, even as the Word of God tells us, he says, oh, even as he suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves, likewise to suffer. So therefore, we can endure a hardship. Yeah, I know that there are many hardships. There are many things that Christians and people of God have gone through because they believe God. But yet, we have to be patient. We have to endure. We have to be patient, as the Word of God let us know that we can be patient. We can do what God has us to do without resistance. We don't have to resist. We don't have to give up. We can tolerate things in our life. I know sometimes the flesh don't want you to tolerate. I know the flesh don't want you to go on to undergo some things. I know sometimes that you just want to give up. But when you can keep your eye on the heel, with coming to your help, knowing that your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth, yes, you can tolerate some things in your life. You can know that it's not you, as Paul said in Galatians 2:20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's the Christ that lives within me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, loved and gave himself for me. So even when I suffer, I'm not going to yield. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to just to quit. But I'm going to go through whatever it is that God, that challenge that I'm going through, I'm going to go through it. And knowing that I'm not going through or walking through this way by myself. So here, when we talk about endure, we need that faith to endure anything in our life. When we look at the Word of God, when we see how the women, how they saved their loved ones, those that had died, they were able to turn, they was able to be given back to them. Remember in the book of in the Word of God when it began to tell us how Elijah, how the widow's son had died, how the child had died, and how he brought that child back to life. See, this is faith when you got to stand when it looks like it's over. But I need you to know today that it's not over until God says that it is over. So, yes, sometimes we are going to be persecuted. Yes, sometimes that we're going to, just like in the Word of God, that they were deprived and they went through certain things in their life. They had to endure certain things. Yes, sometimes that they didn't see, these people did not see the promise, but they had to wait on God. They believed that they were going to see it. They believed that everything was going to be all right. Why? Because they was promised that. We need to keep believing the promises, even when sometimes when we are going through a situation in our life, we need to know what God promised has said. God promised us eternal life. He promised us a life in Him. He promised that He's coming back for us. And just because sometimes, just like in the you hear sometimes when people say that Jesus, He's been gone away, and you don't know what happened when He's coming back. But you got to have that belief in God to know that He will return one day. I believe the Word of God says He's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we need to keep believing the promises. We need to stand on God's Word. We need to accept Christ into our life. And we can just say that Jesus is a part of our life, but when we are not living, He's not abiding in there, then we're on shaky ground. We're not solid, but we need to stand on that solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. So when we confront things and the enemy will come, because the Word of God said the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Word says He came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. And yes, He did let us know that we are going to go through some difficulties in our life, but we can face these difficulties with Him. You know, there's so much that we can say. We only have about a few minutes left in this broadcast. And because of the fact that I believe that you have heard the Word of God today, I believe that you heard what the preachers have preached and have taught you today, and that you had an ear to listen what the Spirit of the Lord was saying here to you today. And I want you to just to know that God is with you and that you can and you are a more than a conqueror, and that you have to know that God is with you, and you got to know that you have that overcoming faith. When we look at even at that key verse, it says, but without faith, we need faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please Him. But he that cometh to God must believe that He is, putting order of them that diligently seek Him. We get ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You for the Word. Lord, we just thank You for the written Word. We thank You, Father, for the Word that will cause many to live and not to die. We thank You, God, that You talk to us by the wayside. We thank God that we can continue to prevail and that we can walk in victory, Lord God. And God, we don't have to give up, Father, but we can give God, for our health and our strength and for everything that we need in life. Father God, even if those out there in the audience today, I see God to bless them even now. I see God to keep them. God, I see God to cause the Word of God to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. I see God for direction for them today. And Lord, most of all, I ask for salvation through the Word of God. God, you said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, He said that they shall be saved. So, Lord, we thank You, God. We count it, Father God, that they have given their lives, that they have say yes to your will and yes to your ways. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in Jesus' name. We would like to thank you for tuning in today to the broadcast, Breakthrough Broadcast. We talk about overcoming faith. We would like to thank our panelists today and always, Ms. Helen Cooper, Pastor Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Francina Shank. We would like to thank the women of God and all of you. Please tune in on next Saturday at this same time to the Breakthrough Broadcast. God bless you, and may the peace of God be yours now and always.